The month of Tevis is sponsored by 5 Minutes of Torah. Please visit 5minutesoftorah.com to learn more. This week of learning is sponsored by Chaim and Dina Katz in honor of all the Rebbeim at the YU Kol. And today's learning is sponsored by Beth and Avi Morel in honor of our very own Rabbi Eli Morel. Thank you to our sponsors. The brothers leave Mitzrayim and go back to Eretz Canaan to tell Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is still alive. So the Pasuk says in Perek Memhei, Pasuk Chavav, Vayagidu lo lemor od Yosef chai v'chi hu moshel v'chol Eretz Mitzrayim v'yofeg liboki lo hem in lohem. At first, Yaakov didn't believe the brothers that Yosef was still alive. Then, in Pasuk Chav Zayin, the first source in the source sheet, everything that Yosef told them, they relayed the message to Yaakov. They saw the wagons, Rashi quotes from Chazal, Kaidua about Egla Rufa. And Yaakov's Ruach came alive. So Rashi quotes, what does it mean about Techi Ruach Yaakov Avihem? So Rashi quotes from Chazal, Shar Salov Shechina Shapir Shamimenu. That the Shechina, Hashras HaShechina, came back, which had separated from him. So the Mefarshim all quote this from Targum Unkelis. It's from a Medrash Tanchum, I believe, but the Unkelis says this as well. The Ramban, here in Source 2, has his own pshat in the Pshuto Shel Mikra. If we have time, we'll come back to that. But he quotes Unkelis in the second to last line. The Unkelis Targum, Ushras Ruach Nevuah, So, says the Ramban, Unkla says that Nevuah came back to Yaakov Avinu. Apparently, he had lost his Nevuah while Yosef was away from him. And now that the message came back that Yosef was still alive, he was able to achieve the level of Nevuah again. That's what I mean about Techi Ruach Yaakov. His Ruach came back. That means the Ruach of Nevuah, the ability to be misnabi, came back to Yaakov Avinu. And the Rambam in Shemona Prakim quotes this also from Targum Unkelis. The Rambam here in Perek Zayin in Shemona Prakim is discussing the prerequisites of becoming a Navi. Right? We know from the Gemara Nedarim that the Navi needs to have certain midos, he needs to be a Chacham, Asher, Gibor, etc. And even though these are prerequisites, the Rambam thinks that they're not ma'akev, and sometimes this is where the Rambam in Rav Torsky's Lashon doesn't take any prisoners, and he starts criticizing Shlomo HaMelech and Yaakov and David and Eliyahu and Shmuel HaNavi, that even though these midos are important, but they're not ma'akev in order to achieve the level of Nevuah. However, says the Rambam in the second paragraph here in Source 3 in Shmona Prakim, he says, Al tarchik hayos chisarn ktsas hamidos memai b'madregas hanevuah. Lefisha matzano miktsas chisiyos hamidos yimnu hanevuah lagamra. We find certain character traits which prevent a Navi from achieving Nevuah in Gansan completely. He can't achieve the status at the level of Nevuah. Kakas, like kas, amru, kala kois and Navi hu nevuah samistalik. As Minu Chazal say that if a Navi gets angry, he loses his Nevuah. Vio raimi alisha. Until he removed his kas, skipping a few words, like sorrow. Lafisha Yaakov Avinu, kol yimei evlo al Yosef nistalka min ruach hakodesh, adsha busar b'chayev. Until he was nizbaser, he was given the message that he was still alive. Like the pasuk says, v'atechi ruach Yaakov Avihem v'amar hatargum targum unklus. Hamifarish and Yanim Hamukubali Moshe Rabbeinu, that's tradition from Har Sinai, according to from the Gemara Megillah. Ushras Ruach Nevuah al Yaakov Avuhum. So the Rambam says that Yaakov Avinu was unable to achieve the status of Nevuah. Kol Zman, that he was upset, depressed, and sorrow, because he thought Yosef was no longer alive. Once he found out that Yosef was alive, he was no longer depressed, and he was able to achieve the status of Nevuah. So this is actually a Gemara We'll come back to this Gemara in a moment, but it's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Pesachim. The lashon of the Gemara is Ein Ashchina Shore Ela Mitoch Lo Mitoch Atzlos Lo Mitoch Atzvos Lo Mitoch Schok Lo Mitoch Kalas Rosh Lo Mitoch Dvar Betelim Ela Mitoch Dvar Simchas Shemitzvah, that a Navi can only receive Nevuah Bimisnabe if he's in the state of Simcha. And Yaakov, says the Rambam, Yaakov Avinu, since he was depressed over the idea that Yosef was no longer alive, he was not able to achieve the status, the level of Nevuah during that entire period. And comes the brothers and tell him that Yosef is still alive, Vatechirak Ruach Yaakov al Avihem, he was able to become a Navi again. That is the way the Ramban and the Rambam quote Targum Unklus. Now, if you look at our Girsa in Targum Unklus, in source 4, it's very slightly different, but it could have a tremendous nafkamina. Umalilu ime yas kol piskami Yosef de malel imhon v'chazu yas eglasa de shalach Yosef lemital yasei. Ushras ruach kucha al Yaakov Avuam. So says Targum Unklus that Yaakov Avinu got ruach kucha back. Not ruach nevuah, rather ruach kucha. That sounds like it's not nevuah per se, it's what we call ruach hakodesh. So what is the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh? So the Rambam in Source 5 in the Mar Nevuchim, it's Perek Beis, Chelek Beis, Perek Memhei, the Rambam lists off 11 different dargos of Nevuah. And he goes through examples of each one describing the experience of the Navi through each of the 11 dargos. So the first one is what he calls Ruach HaShem. Ruach HaShem is when a Navi is, a person does something and feels a sense of inspiration, a certain amount of success in doing it. And then the next Darga, that's Darga number one. Darga number two is Ruach HaKodesh. It's similar to Ruach HaShem, but Ruach HaKodesh is when a person is completely enveloped with some spirit from Hashem and is successful in doing something, whether it be an act of Avodas Hashem, whether it be an act in being manhig the people, like he quotes Psukim in Tanakh throughout, where certain people were given the status of Ruach HaKodesh and they were extremely successful in their endeavors. And says the Rambam that this is the major difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Nevi'im were written by Nevuah, which are the next nine dargos of Nevuah. Those, all the Nevi'im, from Yoshua, through the Nevi'im Acharon, through Treyasar, were all written by Nevuah, different levels of Nevuah, but they're all with the status of Nevuah, and the darg of Nevuah. And Ksuvim, including all of the Svarim of Shlomo HaMelech, and Tehillim, and Daniel and Iov, and Divrei Hayamim, and all the Megillas, whatever, those were all written Beruach HaKodesh. That's why they're called Ksuvim, because they were written with the inspiration of Ruach HaKodesh. That's what the Rambam writes. So it's the second level of Nevuah, so we can call it maybe Nevuah, but it's really a lower level, it's a different type of experience completely. The Navi, the person who is experiencing Ruach HaKodesh, doesn't lose their capacities. He's completely cognizant. He's still awake. He's inspired and is extremely successful in his endeavors. As opposed to the Navi, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, completely loses his faculties. He collapses. He experiences in a dream, in a vision, but he's not conscious. As opposed to the person who has Ruach HaKodesh is completely conscious. That's what the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, Chelik Beis, Perek Mem Hei. This is different than they quote from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, a different explanation as to the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Again, the Rambam says Nevi'im was written by Nevuah, and Ksuvim were written by Ruach HaKodesh. Reb Chaim, it's said in the name of Reb Chaim, that the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not Nevuah versus Ruach HaKodesh. They were both Nevuah, but one was Nevuah that was given to the Navi to be said over to the people, and then was subsequently written down. That's Nevi'im. And Ksuvim was given over to the Navi to be written down and was subsequently said over. But the question is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, was it communicated with the Navi, was it with the initial intention to say it over to the people, Baal Peh, that's Nevi'im, or to be written down, that's Ksuvim. That's what Reb Chaim says, but not like the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Okay. Rabbeinu Bechaye, in source 6, in Parshas Vesos HaBracha, quotes from the Ramban, the exact opposite of the Rambam, that Ruach HaKodesh is actually a higher level of Nevuah than regular Nevuah. He has four levels. Bas Kol, Urim V'tumim, Ruach HaKodesh, and Nevuah. Rabbeinu Bechaye thinks like the Rambam that Ruach HaKodesh is a lower level than Nevuah, but he quotes the Ramban without getting the details exactly, you know, what it is according to the Ramban and how it works. The Ramban is different than the Rambam in the sense that the Ramban thinks that Ruach HaKodesh is a higher level of experience than Nevuah, as opposed to the Rambam, who clearly thinks that Ruach HaKodesh is a lower level. Okay, so that's the Mikufya, that's the difference between Nevuah on the one hand and Ruach HaKodesh on the other hand. So, I thought perhaps a nafkamina, potential nafkamina between whether the girsa in Unklus, again, is whether Ushras Ruach Nevuah or Shras Ruach Kudsha, whether Yaakov Avinu got back Nevuah or he got back Ruach HaKodesh, is whether this halacha, this din, of Ein HaShchina Shora Elin mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah, does that only apply to Nevuah? Or does that also apply to Ruach HaKodesh? Again, according to the Rambam, Nevuah is a higher level. So it could be that in order to achieve Nevuah, Simcha is necessary in order to reach the Darga of Nevuah. But maybe Ruach HaKodesh can be achieved even if a person is not in the state of Simcha. So maybe potentially that would be a nafkamina between the two Girsos and Unklus. The problem is, I think it's wrong. Because if you take a look at source 7, on the second side of the page, the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Kufyat Zayin is going through all the different types of introductions that David HaMelech has in Tehillim. Lamatzeach, Mizmor David, L'David Mizmor, etc. And the Gemara goes on to explain what the meaning of each one is and how they're different, and what David HaMelech is trying to, what messages is he trying to give over with all the different types of introductions. So the Gemara says, what's Mizmor L'David? What, when David HaMelech starts a capital of Tehillim with Mizmor L'David, what is he trying to say? Melamed, says the Gemara, Sha'omar Shira, the Achakach Sharsa Alav Shechina. That he sang in order to get himself into a happy spiritual mood, and then he had Hashrasa Shechina. That's why it's Mizmor LeDavid. Mizmor, first the Mizmor, and then the message came over to David, and he wrote the Kapitel of Tehillim. Says the Gemara, L'lamedcha she'ein ha-shechina shor lo mitoch atzlos, v'lo mitoch atzvos, v'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch kalos rosh, v'lo mitoch dvar mitelem, el mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah shneemar, v'ata kechuli minagin, v'haya kinagin ha-minagin, v'ati alav yad Hashem, pasuk by Elisha. So, says the Gemara, that David HaMelech, in order to write to Hillim, Mizmor LeDavid, he would sing, and then experience whatever he was experiencing in order to then write Tehillim. So, wait a second. According to the Rambam, was Tehillim written b'nevuah or b'ruach HaKodesh? B'ruach HaKodesh, right. So then, according to the Rambam, it's mevor in this Gemara that even to achieve Ruach HaKodesh, even to be able to write Tehillim, David HaMelech had to be in the state of Simcha. So even though the Rambam had the Girsa in Targum Unklus that Yaakov Avinu got his Nevuah back after being let known that Yosef was still alive, nevertheless, the Rambam still has to assume, the Rambam still has to hold, that also for Ruach HaKodesh, it's impossible to achieve unless the person's in the state of Simcha, right? Meaning, even though the Rambam has the Girsa in Unklus, that clearly Yaakov didn't experience Nevuah when he was in the state of Atzvos, and only once he was aware that Yosef was alive, then he experienced Nevuah again, so we suggested maybe a Nafkamina, what about Ruach HaKodesh? But it's not Nafkamina, because the Rambam himself has to learn, the Gemara Misachim, that even for Ruach HaKodesh, it's necessary to be in the state of Simcha, because the Rambam thinks that David HaMelech wrote Tehillim with Ruach HaKodesh, and nevertheless, it's Mavur in the Gemara that David HaMelech had to achieve the state of Simcha. That's why it's Mizmor LeDavid. He had to achieve the state of Simcha in order to experience Ruach HaKodesh, in order to write Tehillim. So even so, Minei Bei and the Rambam, Sai Lagabi Ruach HaKodesh and Sai Lagabi Nevuah, the Navi has to be in a state of Simcha in order to experience whether it be Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah. Yeah? So, not exciting. No Nafkamina. Okay. Fine. Now, this Gemara Misachim, it's also Gemara Shavas and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, I believe. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. So you take a look in Source 8. The Rambam writes, Kol Neviim Ein Misnabin B'chol Eishi Yirtzu. All of the Nevi'im, he's contrasting all the Nevi'im with Moshe Rabbeinu. So all the Nevi'im can't experience Nevuah anytime that they want. Ella mechavnim daitam v'yoshvin smeichem v'tuvei lev u'mispodidim. They try to gather their thoughts, and they sit in a state of happiness and alone. She'ein ha'nevuah shora lo mitoch atzlos, ella mitoch simcha. Lefichach, says the Rambam, b'nei neviim lefneim novel v'tov v'chalil v'chinor v'heim v'akshim ha'nevuah v'zeo shenemar v'heim misnabim kolomar mehalchim v'chulei v'chulei. So the Rambam says that's why the neviim always had these instruments in order to put them in the state of simcha so that they can actually communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the medium of nevuah. But says the Rambam, this is the idea of ein ha'nevuah shora lo mitoch atzos el mitoch simcha. So all the Achronim ask on this halacha, how could it be? There were so many nevuos and svarim that were written in a state of yagon va'anocha. For example, Sefer Yirmiyahu or Megillas Eicha, which was written by Yirmiyahu Navi, were presumably written in a not such a happy state. Sefer Iov, I'm sure we can. Some of the Nevuos of Yeshayahu, the Nevi'im were presumably not in such a joyous state, and nevertheless, obviously they achieved the status of Nevu. And so we have these Svarim. So how does that shtim, the existence of these Svarim shtim with this Halach and the Rambam, and the Gemara Misachim, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Ein HaNevuah, or Ein HaShchina, the Rambam's Lashon, Ein HaNevuah, Shor, Lo Mitoch Atzos, Lo Mitoch Atzos, El Mitoch Simcha, what about, let's just say, Megillas Eicha Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So, one answer I saw is from the Sefer Yad HaMelech, who I found out through the Bar Ilan biography thing, that he was actually a grandson of the Noda B'Yehuda. I think his name is Reb Elazar Landau. And he was a Rebbe of some sort of Maris Chayes. Interesting. So, he suggests that this halacha, that a Navi can only experience Nevuah mitoch Simcha, is only when the depression or the sadness is because of a personal experience. If something happened in the Navi's life personally, a tragedy happened, Rachmana Litzlan, so he was not able to separate that experience with the state of Simcha, and therefore he was not able to experience Nevuah. However, when it came to the Nevi'im, let's say Yirmiyahu, where it was a tragedy of Klal Yisrael, even though it's true, he was experiencing as well Yisurin and different types of hardship, but nevertheless, since it was a Klal Yisrael issue, and he recognized the Yad Hashem in what was happening, he was able to experience the hardship with an element of simcha, and therefore was able to go on and experience nevuah even through yogon vanocha, even though even though it was a difficult time, because he was able to experience simcha through that hardship, as opposed to a personal, something that's not broad, Klal Yisrael focused, but rather it's a personal tragedy, the Navi would not be able to experience Nevuah. That is the answer of the Yad HaMelech. The problem with that is, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, in Source 9, in Perek Lamed Vav, earlier than the previous excerpt, the Rambam actually is discussing this halacha, this gemara, that Nevuah can only be achieved mitoch dvar simcha, mitoch simcha, not mitoch atzvos, not mitoch atzvos, and not mitoch kas. And the Rambam says that for this reason, he explains Yaakov Avinu. He says, like he says in the Shmona Prakim, that Yaakov Avinu was not able to experience Nevuah because he was depressed about Yosef. And he says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, from Rambam is referencing a Gemara in Bava Basra, that Moshe Rabbeinu, throughout the period of the Midbar, was not able to experience Nevuah or the same level of Nevuah that he had previously after the Chet HaMeraglim. Says the Rambam in Source 9, the third line, V'shemosh Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom lo ba'asohu ha'nevuah keboa mikodem, me'achar telunas ha'meraglam ad shemesu kol ador ha'midbar an shem l'chama, b'avor shenila l'sovlam l'rov telunosayhem. Says the Rambam that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to experience the same nevuah that he had previously because he was so distraught and upset about the Chet HaMeraglim and everything that was going on in the Midbar, and he was not unable to bear it anymore. And says the Rambam, skipping a few lines, V'zosi asiba ha'atzmis ha'krova behefsek ha'nevuah bizman ha'golos blosav, eklomar atzlos o atzlos shiyela adam b'inyin mehanyonim. Says the Rambam, that's why we no longer have nevuah in Golos, because since, he explains later on, that since there are so many difficulties and hardships that take place in Golos, therefore we're never in a state of simcha, and that's why we can't experience nevuah bizman hazeh. So I had lefida Yad HaMelech, I had difficulty understanding what the pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu not being able to achieve the same level of nevuah. That wasn't a personal tragedy. That was a Klal Yisrael dika tragedy. He was bothered by what was happening to Klal Yisrael and how they were not listening to Hashem and they were not listening to him. But it was not something that happened it was something in his personal life, but it was a broader thing. It wasn't like a personal loss like Yaakov Avinu. It was a broader Klal Yisrael dika tragedy, and why wouldn't Moshe Rabbeinu be able to separate, you know, his personal state of simcha with that, you know, having that difficulty of Klal Yisrael not listening to him? And also, what's the pshat in Golos? The Gemara says that a person's usher la'adam la'mali schok piv ba'olam hazeh, Bizman HaGalus. Whatever, even if a person's not going through a personal tragedy in Galus, nevertheless, there's no Nevuah. What does that have to do with, according to the Yad HaMelech, a person's not necessarily experiencing a personal tragedy, but nevertheless, in the state of Galus, when Klal Yisrael are not Alad Masam, and there's no Melech HaMashiach, why wouldn't they be able to achieve, why can't they just, you know, be Mechavin, get a band going, and begin to a state of simcha, and experience nevuah? So I didn't fully understand how the Yad HaMelech's answer would account for this Rambam in the Mor HaNevuchim. So I was talking out with Rabbi Steinmetz, and we came up with a few possible suggestions. So I'm going to just say over one of them, which I think maybe is the clearest possibility to understand the Rambam. And really this halacha in general of Ein ha Shechina Shora El Mitoch Dvar Simcha, how does that explain all the negative nevuos that took place, especially Megillas Eicha and the sort? There is a Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Miyom shechar beis hamikdash af pi shenat lo nevuah min hanaviim min hachachavim lo natla. I'm just reading from the Chiddush Rambam, but it's pretty much a lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that from the time that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, even though nevuah was taken away from the neviim, It was not taken away from the Chachamim. So it's a big, big machlokas Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. So Rashi explains, reading the Ramban, quoting Rashi, the Chiddush Ramban over here in Daf Beis, Aval pisha not lo min hanaviyim, she'en an Chachamim. Says Rashi, what does it mean that it was taken away from the Nevi'im, but not taken away from the Chachamim? So Rashi explains that it was taken away from the Nevi'im who are not Chachamim, but those who are Chachamim still have a Nevuah, whatever that means. So the Ramban asks, how could it be? It sounds like from Rashi that you can have a Navi who's not a Chacham. Right? Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im who are not Chachamim, but the Chachamim still experienced Nevuah. So how could it be that you have a Navi who's not a Chacham? The Gemara in the Dharma came up in the Daf Yomi recently, in Daf Lamed Ches, says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashar Shechinaso El HaChacham Gibor VaAshir. The Gemara brings proofs for all these midos. He has to be a Chacham. So how can it be that you have a Navi who is not a Chacham? So the Ramban suggests to be Miyashiv Rashi and says, this Lashon of Ramban, in order to be a Navi with constant Nevuah, being able to access Nevuah at all times, that person has to be a Chacham. Aval Navi shel Shlichus, but to be a Navi who is given a mission to give over a message to Klal Yisrael, or not even to Klal Yisrael, to different people, says the Ramban, Navi shel shlichas kegon nevuas Yona ben Amitai b'shlichas nimdei shehu lafisha mashrehu shchinaso af al chasidim she'inam chachamim. Says the Ramban that in order to achieve nevuas shel shlichas, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give over the person a message to say over to other people, to give them rebuke, whatever it is, says the Ramban, the prerequisite of Chacham does not apply. So the Ramban says that there's a difference between Nevuah b'li hefsek and a Nevuah shel shlichus. Now Nevuah shel shlichus, in order to achieve that, the threshold is lower. That the prerequisites of Chacham, Gibor, and Ashir don't necessarily apply. He says, yes, li'a chassid, but the prerequisites of the Gemara Nedarim don't necessarily apply. So we thought, potentially, that maybe the Rambam and the Gemara assume the same chiluk with respect to the din of Simcha. That when the Gemara says, Eina shechina shora el mitoch dvar Simcha, or dvar Simcha shel mitzvah, that's only talking about a nevuah b'li hefsek. If it's a person wants to receive a personal nevuah, personal communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them a haftacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell them where the donkeys are, like with Shmuel and Shaul. That type of nevuah is only if he's a Chacham, Gibor, Ashir, and he's in the state of Simcha. However, in order to experience nevuah of Shlichus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this person to be a messenger, to give over a message to Klal Yisrael, he doesn't necessarily have to be in the state of Simcha. So all of the Nevi'im that we find who are able to achieve the status of Nevuah despite being in a state of Yagon Vanacha is because they were giving over a message to Klal Yisrael. It's true. Maybe in that state they wouldn't have been able to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been able to give them personal messages which would only affect them. But when Hashem wanted to communicate with them in order to give over a message to Klal Yisrael, then they wouldn't necessarily have to be in the state of Simcha. So again, just to sum up quickly, we spoke about the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, maybe the different girsos in Unklus, potential nafkamina, which we rejected from the Gemara in Pesachim and Kofi Zayin, and then just a quick beer in the Rambam about Ein HaShechina Shora. How does that fit with Megillas Eicha and the like? The answer of the Yad HaMelech, which we didn't really understand in light of the Rama Namora, and our potential chiluk of Nevuah Shel Atzma, B'li Hefsek, and Nevuah Shel Shlichas. Okay, Yashar Koach.